5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Should be
over in that drawer somewhere.
你知道这个软件怎么用啊？
I'll teach you during lunch break.
你知道草泥马英文怎么说吗？
你他妈不会百度吗？
这他妈是我用的一个表情图。因为我在微信里面很多人就问我，包括 不单是粉丝啊，我他妈自己朋友也是一会儿问我这个单词怎么说呀，那个英文，这那个什么什么什么英文怎么说呀，我直接发张图，你他妈不会去查百度吗？大家好，
Hi everyone，
我是爆炸头Alex，
I am Jerry，
我们在悉尼我在讲广播，
欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
马丽注意，这里应该说英语好吧。
And welcome to season 4 of the 5 minutes English show。
哎，有时候啊，问问题是一件很好的事情，对吧？我们从小 被教育就是，哎，不知道的一定要去问。
OK，
但是
什么？
但是就你来说了。
OK， Yeah， I mean you're right， butWhen you ask silly questions, or when you ask too many questions, people might get annoyed.
对啊，哪些算这个 silly question 呢？比如说你站在那个 Jerry 面前， Hey Jerry, what's your name? That's silly question. Hey Jerry, what's your gender? That's silly question.
Yeah,
you can 扒下他的裤子 and 看一看。
No, I don't think so.
那 silly 这个词，我知道大家都是知道什么意思啊，就是 stupid。
Yes.
就是 foolish.
Yes.
就是 dumb.
Yeah.
就是还有什么多了。
Yeah, there's heaps. But I think I suggest you guys think of it as something like doing something without thinking.
就是做事不过脑子的意思是吧？
Yes.
Doing something without thinking.
Yes.
这句话其实很好理解啊。
Yes.
但是我们就是不太会用，对吧？就是
okay.
做事怎么不动脑子啊？ Oh, you're doing something without thinking.
Yes.
你这个口气很像这个老干部在教育人。
OK，
比如说 Jerry is not， 哦 ，Jerry is silly， 差点读成 Jerry is not silly， 啊 ，That's not true。Jerry is so silly， he should have pulled down his pants before sitting on the toilet seat。你是拉了裤子上了吗
？Maybe
。虽然说老外说话很直接，但是也不会就是很直接的对你说你很烦。
Yes, they definitely.
You're so annoying.
Yeah, but maybe they say, but there might be certain things they say or do to give you a cue that you should be stopped talking.
Oh, 就像刚才 Jerry 说的什么，你他妈不会自己查吗？老外是绝对不会这么说的。
Oh, okay.
对吧？老外都会给你一个什么东西啊？你刚才说什么？那个 cue 是吧
？Cue, yeah.
Cue 什么东西啊
？It's a letter from the alphabet. A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q.
终于数到了，他妈的，万一你说个 Z 怎么办？还得把这歌唱完吧
？Yeah, yeah. Q for Queen. Q for Queen.
Queen, 我知道 Q for Queen 呀、啊。我们说的是 Q 吗
？So the Q basically is like a hint, or a signal, or a sign.
就是一个暗示。
Yes.
一个暗示。
Yes.
想不出别的中文了，反正就是一个暗示。
OK.
比如说中文人就说，哎。Jerry， 你不刚才要干嘛吗？干嘛干嘛嘛？你赶紧去呀、啊，别迟到了。就人家很烦了、啊，
oh.
赶紧走。
哦、oh, ，I see。
那老外应该一般怎么样委婉的表达，就是他觉得你很烦啊，他不喜欢你。
Does everyone know what 委婉 is in English？
Subtle. Sounds like Japanese.
Subtle.
Oh, subtle.日本人读起来肯定是读成 subtle 啊
，Yeah, maybe.
Subtle 就是委婉的意思吧。
Yes.、Oh. So it's like, you know.
嗯。
I guess you can kind of tell when someone's annoyed when they're like, "Oh, wow, yes, you're right."
嗯。
And that may be like, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. What did you say? 对吧
yeah.
一般啊 这种老外如果表现出这种其实是不耐烦的一种
Yeah, it depends on how they say it though. Sometimes you might just be saying something really interesting. They'll be like, oh, okay. Oh, cool. Oh, really? Oh, cool.
这也是很 annoyed 的一种表现吗
No, it depends on what you're saying, I guess. Depends on their face, I think.
Of course. And the 语气
Yes.
Yeah, so... 我以前真的有的时候很不识相的。就跟人家说哎呀其实我那时候英语也不好就乱说你知道吧然后老外就Yes. Oh, interesting. Oh, ah. 然后继续上面那玩。后来人家说都不说就走掉了。
Oh, really? When was this?
我刚来的时候。好了，这个故事结束了。
好吧。
你是不是在等我继续讲下去、啊、
？Yeah, yes. I was waiting to hear more of your embarrassing stories. So if you're really annoying, like how Woolix was, that might just leave, or they might just cut you off.
把你的鸡鸡切断。Cut you off.
Ouch.
好疼啊是吧就把你的话打断 Cut you off, 对吧比如经常这个
Yeah, so I was at this presentation last week. This is a true story. And there was this girl. Take a guess at what ethnicity she's from.
Angie?
And she was asking a lot of questions, right? Which is normally a good thing. But she wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't stop asking questions. She would be like,you know, I work in blah 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 marketing field, and I do blah 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 blah. What do you guys think? And then the guests were just like, we don't care about you.
真的吗？直接这么跟他
说？ No, they didn't. They answered her question like they were really polite.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so she kept talking, and then the host, he just cut her off. He said, sorry, we might have to move on in the interest of time. So she got cut off in the middle of her question.
这个台真的是应该是这个 host 的一个职责了。
Yes.
必须要把它 cut off 了
yes,
对吧
That's right.
Jerry 刚才说的这个啊其实我们会有一句例句在我们的图文里面。
Yeah.
对吧对而且我们的 Vivian 也会做出更加详细的这个解释。
Yep, that's right.
好那今天我们的节目就到这里啦。
Alright, that's all we have today.
And remember, Jerry is silly, foolish, stupid.
Stay foolish. Stay hungry.
Oh, 段子时间。
Oh my god, that was so lame.
Oh, just a
question. Somebody kill me.
Just one question, Jerry.
Hurry, hurry up.
How do you know if you were slept by the girl or you slept the girl? 就是如何判断你是被妹子睡了还是你睡了妹子。
Who finishes on top?
No. 下流胚。你个下流胚。
Who leaves the house first?
No.
I don't know.
别忘了回复 4007 就可以看到今天我们小问题的答案了。
The fuck?
大家好我是 Vivian.不知道你有没有遇到过这样的人呢特别的啰嗦然后一看到别人啊就会不停的唠嗑。当然啦我不是说唠嗑不好啦不过我觉得大家的时间都是很有限的嘛所以讲话呢还是选重点的说吧不要经常去问别人一些傻傻的问题 silly questions 傻傻的问题 silly questions 因为当你说出很傻的问题的时候我觉得你肯定没有经过大脑思考就说出来了 talk without thinking 想都没有想就说了 talk without thinking所以有些时候啊要多注意自己说的话和别人给我们的暗示不要整天说一些没头没脑的话或者说问一些很傻的问题那在这里 cue 的意思是暗示 cue 如果别人已经很委婉的给了我们 cue 那你就要及时刹车了不要再不停的在那边说话了那好啦如果你想知道今天 Jerry 在音频里面说的 sorryWe might have to move on in the interests of time 是什么意思？那记得去看我们今天的图文吧。
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们点赞，以资鼓励。欢迎大家能够转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。如果大家对我们的节目有什么意见或者建议，或者是想找我们聊聊的话，可以加我们的微信公众号。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。